Most New Zealanders are unemployed, they just don't know it yet. That from National's new leader as he headed home to the Bay of Plenty, promising his party had much bigger plans than the government for economic recovery. But the catch is we'll have to wait a few weeks for him to share the details. Todd Muller spent this morning in Katikati catching up with former colleagues, although as Bridget Burke reports, those colleagues didn't include Simon Bridges. Well, not yet anyway.
Yeah. Some nice places outside there in front of bins if you want outside.
Yeah.
Todd Muller on his first public walkabout since being elected leader and quite pleased with the turnout.
Well, I'm delighted that the media followed me. You're never quite sure who turns up with these things, but it's fair to say that APTA hasn't quite seen a circus like this for a while.
Back home in the Bay of Plenty today, the National leader toured a company he was also quite familiar with as its former CEO. APTA's Kiwi Fruit and Avocado Packing Shed in Katikati. Inspecting kiwi fruit ready for export, learning how to stack boxes and speaking to packhouse workers.
Some markets we have special boxes and labels.
Yeah, from Bay of Plenty to the world. How long have you been, here?
6 years.
6 years.
Todd Muller stopping for a post-COVID style cuppa and chat in the tea room along the way.
You said you wanted some milk?
Just in touch.
Do you want any sugar?
A week on from rolling Simon Bridges, the National leader said his party was united with a focus on the country's economic recovery.
Our GDP is expected to drop at such a level that we have not seen for 160 years. We have 1,000 people losing their jobs a day. Most New Zealanders are unemployed, but they don't know it yet. We have an extraordinary crisis in front of us, and our caucus is totally focused on developing an economic recovery plan that works for New Zealand families and gives people surety about their future.
So what is National's plan?
Well, we've already provided a framework through the COVID-19 that our priority was to open up the New Zealand economy as fast as possible. Foreign investment, direct investment, absolutely critical. We're clear that we don't see tax rises as part of the future. And skills and education, massively important for us. And of course, we've signalled that we will deliver the largest infrastructure spend in this country.
But don't expect any details for a few weeks.
You can't open up all the presents all in one day. We've got to stagger them. But New Zealanders, I have every confidence, will be very interested in what we have to say.
Todd Muller's return today marking almost 10 years since his departure as the company's CEO.
I absolutely loved it. It brought back memories. My very first job as a five-year-old was packing kiwi fruit in a little box. If they were too small, they went to the cows, and if they're slightly bigger, they went to the local market. The industry's moved on since then, as you've seen here, the scale of the capital investment and the professionalism is very impressive. But they said they'd keep me on if I wanted to ever come back in my semi-retirement and keep contributing to the industry.
The National leader, who has been under fire this week for a lack of Māori representation on his front bench, wrapped up his visit, saying he'd had a couple of conversations with his former leader, Simon Bridges.
I'm delighted to see that he's signalled that he would like to return and help the New Zealand National Party win a historic victory in the next 3 months. And I've also signalled that if we are given the privilege of forming the government, he will be a key part of my cabinet.
With less than 4 months to go until election night on September 19, only time will tell if Simon Bridges will be welcomed back into the fold. For Checkpoint, Bridget Burke.